It's Wednesday, July 20th. This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Service Berry Fire in North Moffat County was at 90% contained Monday night. It burned about 20 acres. The Craig Hotshots were there to help with the fire. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is doing an environmental impact statement on the reintroduction of wolves. The statewide voter-led initiative passed last November to be implemented by the end of next year. The study will consider the environmental and socioeconomic impacts of wolf introduction. Four meetings are scheduled, and one is at Moffat County High School in Craig. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, August 4th. Traffic holds continue on I-70 in Glenwood Canyon today for rock mitigation work. Traffic won't be rerouted, but will be stopped for about 30 minutes at a time. Fencing will also be repaired in the canyon. The Maybell Diversion Project is receiving federal funding. The Maybell Diversion will be reconstructed and the headgate in the Lower Yampa River will be modernized. It will help with flow problems, support the recovery of four threatened and endangered fish, and improve recreational boat passage while meeting agricultural irrigation needs. Wyoming Highway Patrol has trained their first narcotic detection canine to sniff out fentanyl. The canine was trained to find a trace odor of fentanyl, which kept the dog and the handler safe during the training. Live poultry will not be part of the Rout County Fair next month. It's because of the risk of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI. Those showing poultry will be able to sell their animals at the livestock sale on August 20th using a picture or a banner of the animals. The Moffat County Fair will have the 4-H, FFA, and open poultry shows, but birds have to be pre-tested for HPAI. Test kits will be able to be picked up at the Moffat County Extension Office in early August. The Extension Office has all the details. Birds without a test will not be allowed on the Moffat County Fairgrounds. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is hosting the second annual Blast and Twang event. It's from 9 to 1, Saturday, July 30th, so you can mark your calendars. It's at the Elks Trap Range in Rangeley. It's free for families and folks who want to learn outdoor skills, including shotgun shooting, archery, and .22 shooting. Registration is open for the 11th annual Yampa Valley Crane Festival. It's September 1st through 4th in Craig, Hayden, and Steamboat Springs. Some events are free, but others require registration. You can find out more at coloradocranes.org. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KREIRadio.com.